This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. If you're channel surfing tonight, odds are you're going to come across at least one reality TV show involving a dance competition. Shows like Dancing with the Stars and So You Think You Can Dance have been big moneymakers for the TV networks. And as Marketplace's David Weinberg reports, they've been great for dance studios as well.
Tonight, more than 13 million viewers will likely tune into NBC's Dancing with the Stars.
The battle to become dancing's all-time greatest begins.
According to Barry Houston, director of the Boston Ballet, home to the largest ballet school in North America, one benefit of the dance show craze is...
You see common people, people like yourself, sort of in a class, learning in front of America, and suddenly it seems accessible and possible to become a dancer at a later point in life.
Houston says his adult enrollment has doubled to 2,000 over the last 3 years, but that doesn't necessarily mean those numbers will continue to rise.
The dropout rate is pretty high, especially in franchise dance studio.
Vincent Bader works at Fred Astaire Dance Studios, which has over 100 locations around the country. He says it's tough to get adults who've never danced to stick with a class. And sticking around could be a problem for dance show viewers as well. Dancing with the Stars ratings continued to drop, reaching its all-time low last week. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.